Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting second. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Bell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Bell. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ferraro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Broemer for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald takes first base on ball four. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Theobald moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field. May picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. McCraw moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to second. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood strikes out. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lowenstein, who is chasing the ball. Auerbach reaches third base with a triple. Ferraro goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Brewers, 1. Jerry Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Theobald hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 1 in the game. LaHood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ferraro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Auerbach takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez is hit by the pitch. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer misplays the ball. That's an error on Broimer. Rodriguez moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Rodriguez moves to third. May moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rodriguez scores. May moves to third. Scott moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broimer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. LaHood is walked intentionally. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broimer is 0-for-2 in the game. Broimer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Auerbach strikes out. One out. Jerry Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Theobald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rodriguez is hit by the pitch. Theobald moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Theobald fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Briggs strikes out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaHood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses strikes out. One out. Del Unser pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Foster pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro juggles the ball. That's an error on Ferraro. Unser moves to second. Ray Fossey pinch hits for Buddy Bell. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Unser trying to get to third. May throws the ball into Ferraro who tags Unser for the out. Foster moves to second. Two outs. Steve Dunning pinch runs for Ray Fossey. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-3 in the game. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Broemer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Del Unser now playing center field. Jack Hydeman now playing shortstop. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ferraro hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Auerbach strikes out. Two outs. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards second. Theobald scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.